Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Be Transformed. We'll return after a short message from our sponsor.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Be Transformed, written and read by Emma Danzi. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Do not conform to the patterns of this world." At the start of this verse, we notice the command from God not to be conformed. There is so much around us demanding us to be like the world. We are called to be set apart from the world. The pattern of this world is sin. Throughout Scripture, we see the same sins cycling through each generation. We are asked to follow Jesus even when the world is not. We are asked to be holy when the world is unholy. How often do we find criticism and hate when we are trying to live for Christ? 1 Peter 4:12 through 13 says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation." We should not be surprised by the way this world views us. We can be aware that they will desire us to conform, but that is not what Christ has for us. His Spirit in us is our strength. Be transformed by the renewing of your minds. There is an emphasis on renewal of the mind. In order for us to be transformed, Christ has to renew our minds. Our thoughts are powerful and effective. The enemy wants to get into our minds and create thought processes that are similar to the sinful world around us. We must be active in taking our thoughts captive. Each day, we can come to God and ask His Holy Spirit to renew us and change us into becoming more like Him. When our mind is set on the ways of the world, we will think and live like the world. When our mind is set on the ways of Jesus, we will think and live like Jesus. This is not by our own strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. So you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. So many times people ask what God's will is. When we are not conformed by the world, but transformed by renewing our minds in Christ, God tells us that we can know His good, pleasing, and mature will. When we spend time with the Lord, when we worship Him, when we read His word, and when we share His gospel, we are growing and being changed by the Holy Spirit. So often it is hard to know God's will and the difficult decisions we have to make among our societies today. Where we are transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit and God's word, we are able to discern His will. Being transformed is a process. We are not perfect, but we are being sanctified day by day and hopefully looking more like Christ. The darkness around us continues to grow and spread. It is vital that the light of Jesus is revealed in our lives. We can be light bearers and point others to Him because we are not conformed by the world, but transformed by the Savior. It is necessary and needed for believers to live out their faith and not hide away in times of uncertainty. We are called to be different. We will experience persecutions, but God tells us to take heart because He has overcome the world. Intersecting faith and life. How is the world around you trying to influence you away from Christ and toward sin? What are some sinful patterns in your life that need to be fought against with the help of the Holy Spirit? Take time to renew your mind in Jesus today. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal God's will to you through His Word. Further reading, 2 Corinthians 3:18, 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 5, and Colossians 3 verse 5.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.